You know my motto when it comes to great players. If you are an all-time great or a legend, I will never bury you until you bury yourself and quit the game. So I do think he is a very talented League of Legends player. I think he's a very skilled League of Legends player. I think he has a very, very strong, dominant mindset of like, I will be the best top laner. I will win my lane. I will solo kill the opponent, and then I will smash people in team fights. That's why it's perfect. He's a Jax player, isn't it? I also do think it doesn't actually matter if he gets close to his level from 2024 to 2023. He can legit just be a tertiary carry in this team, unlike past BLG squads. Past BLGs, he used to be the best player a couple of years ago. Then he was like one of the best players in 2024. And it was only last year where he really had his issues, but then so did Elk. So I think in this team, if Viper and Knight are the... It doesn't matter that much if Bin is the best top laner. And by the way, let's just go ahead and add, that's even a better potential for this team beyond just the roster initially. If he ever comes online like he did in 2023 and 2024, everyone in the world is in trouble. We've seen it. This guy has the potential to be the best top laner in the world, maybe ever. There's times when I saw him at his peak, I thought maybe he was the best ever at the end of 2024. He reminded me of Peak the Shy, but without actually the downsides as much, even though maybe a bit more limited champion pool.